So now let's go back. Your mm-hmm. client was acquitted. Mm-hmm. Then what? Mm-hmm.
Then he was acquitted. This is when some of the problems started. Okay. Well, of course.
And I understand it's somewhat unique.
Yes, it is. It is somewhat unique because the situation of Rwandan being accused here at the ICTR is greatly different from the situation of people accused before the ICTY. For the simple reason that, of course, the regime has changed since.
Of the regime in Rwanda.
In Rwanda, yes. After the events, of course, there was another team, if I can say, that took power.
And is now continuing and to is rule
now,
Rwanda.
And is now in place in Rwanda. And of mm-hmm. course, they were military and politically and political opponents. And obviously, the person accused here are considered by the actual authorities as responsible of all the crimes that happen. And the decision of acquittal is not really welcome by the Rwandan authorities now. So of course, people here who are accused and finally acquitted are not very hot at returning in their country, and everybody can understand that. They feel their security would be at risk, and they don't feel they can go back. Well, in fact, now Tagerura asked the registrar to go to Canada. This is a country of his choosing, and requested the registrar to be able to go to Canada. But so far, he is still here under the custody of the tribunal.
Has the request been made to Canada?
Well, in fact, there is a problem in regard with that. We, on the defense side, consider that a certain request was made by the registrar after his acquittal, because a not verbal was sent to the Canadian authorities requesting that they examine the possibility of receiving Tagirura in the country. I know for a fact that the Canadian authorities never gave a clear answer. They did not even give an answer that we are aware of, because they might have given an answer to the registrar, but we don't know. So we don't know. The registrar never revealed what this answer could have been. So
have you asked the registrar specifically?
Of course we have. Okay. Of course.
And how long has it been since the request was made?
Well, the request was
At least your request to the registrar, too.
Yes. Well, the request was made shortly after his acquittal by the trial chamber. And it was in February that he was acquitted, February 2004. And the request was made a month or two after.
Have there been any requests for him to stay in Tanzania, but as a resident or as a person, at least in legal status in Tanzania?
Well, in fact, the I can't remember the expression in English, but it's called an accord de siège. This is an agreement between the United Nations and the Republic of Tanzania, providing certain conditions for the tribunals being put in place here. And in that agreement, there is a provision providing that any person being acquitted would not stay here in Tanzania after his acquittal. Okay. So this is a provision already provided in the agreement.
Have any other efforts been made for him to go elsewhere in some of the country?
Well, there was a request made to France. France refused. And there was also steps taken for him to go to the Netherlands, but I'm not fully aware of the answer of the Netherlands. Well, the reason for that is that I'm not really acting for Mr. Tagirura since a little while because another colleague took over the matter.
Do you think if there were a response somehow or other, you'd find out?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, your colleague would tell you.
I would be told. My colleague would tell me, and my former client would inform me also.
Okay. Have you maintained some contact and relationship with Mr. Tagirura?
Sure, sure. He is still here in Arusha, and I very often meet with him.
He is living where?
He is living in a safe house provided by the registrar for him. And, well, of course, we have to admit that his living conditions improve substantially since his acquittal, but he is still here without being, without full liberty, full freedom.
Okay, living here sort of, I guess, under the, I don't want to say shadow, but under the influence of the United Nations.
Yes,
the
exactly, ICTR, exactly.
And unable to go anywhere else.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I'm sure we'll find out. Do you have anything else you'd like to add with respect to this rather unusual circumstance?
Well, what I have to say about that is, of course, this is a real problem of the tribunal because the registrar and the tribunal itself is unable to have the decision of the judges being put in place effectively, having an effective freedom for this man who was acquitted. So, of course, this is a problem. And this is a problem that is likely to happen again in the future for the reason that there will be situation where people accused by either the International Criminal Court or any other tribunal, international tribunal. There will be situation where person accused like that won't be able to return to their country. Let's say, just have in mind the situation of some rebels acting within a country. If they are arrested, charged, tried, and acquitted, these people won't be welcome in their country. So it is a situation that is likely to happen again, and this is something, there is a lesson here that we have to learn from the situation of this man here in the ICTR. Okay. We have to learn something about that, and we have to find a solution to this problem. How the tribunal can implement the decision of the tribunal. How an acquittal decision can be implemented in a situation like that.
Okay.
So this is a real problem that has to be looked into for the future, I think.
And probably we know that there's now a permanent court, ICC, International Criminal Court. Mm-hmm. And I take it that from your point of view, this has not yet been addressed either in the treaty which creates ICC or in some other document, as far as you know. I don't mean just your clients.
No. You mean this issue? I don't believe. Well, I know that the ICC has some concern about that, but I don't know if there was any solution, if they found any solution so far. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, they are not at that stage because nobody has been tried yet.
One would hope they would pre-plan.
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Exactly.
And you don't know the answer to whether what they're doing about it now in terms of deliberating on that.
No.
Okay.
Well, they must.
Okay.
They must be thinking about this because this is a real problem. This is a real situation.
Can you?